proclamation number 4643 dated the May 18th, 1949. Battle of Faith. The strength of Jesus' name. The coming of the Lord. For the sake of my name you will have to suffer. All those who profess me before the world will be subjected to awful threats and tribulations, for it will be people's aim to eradicate my name, to suppress the knowledge about my life on earth and the act of salvation, in order to make people lose faith in it. However, they will be met with unyielding resistance by people who stand up for me in my name and profess me aloud before the world. Then a sharp divide will be formed between all those who still believe and those who deny me, and my small flock will have to come forward if it wants to stand up for me, and this will be the start of suffering for those who will remain faithful to me until the end. For whatever wickedness can be done to my own will be done, and my own would never bear up against this were they not strengthened by me as a reward for their good will. You will have to prove yourselves, for a hard battle will be waged on account of faith. But as soon as this battle starts you will know that it is the last occurrence before the end, that you must therefore persevere if you want to become blissfully happy. Furthermore, you know that I will always be close to you during this time and provide you with extraordinary strength until I finally come myself in order to rescue you from utmost adversity. Hence you know that it will only last for a short time, as I have promised you that I will shorten the days so that you will become blessed. And this knowledge, the firm and unwavering faith in it, will make you strong and immune, and you will endure all difficulties with such indifference and courage that I will reward the fact that you must suffer for the sake of my name and yet remain faithful to me. And if you then devoutly pronounce my name it will have an incredibly invigorating effect. This will make you realize that you truly know the truth and, with utter conviction, profess me before the world even more and humbly accept everything people do to you, who are of service to the one who, as my adversary, wants to push you away from me. Indeed, you will suffer but nevertheless be victorious, and your reward will not fail to materialize. Amen.